come on. Let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
School's out. Spend the day at Turtle Bay. Explore Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp and check out our brand new Forest Adventure Playground featuring a super slide, zip line, and more.
Feed lorikeets from your own hand in the Parrot Playhouse Aviary. See Turtle Bay animals on our Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show. And don't miss out on our summer exhibition, Goosebumps, The Science of Fear.
Access is free for members and included with a mission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is a pre-recorded broadcast of North State Now.
And good evening and welcome to North State Now. This is Linda Bott, and we're very, very excited about our event. I'd like to, first of all, do a shout-out to my sponsors. Our title sponsor is the Redding Civic Auditorium. Always go to reddingcivic.com to find out what's happening with the latest concerts and events that are going on in the North State. And also Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, wonderful place to dine and take your friends. Love the little bar in there, so much fun. Also Black Bear Diner and Shasta Regional Medical Center. As you know, here on North State Now, we have some great programming, such as a lot of things going on with the North State. Enjoy Michelle Slade talking about Heroes of the North State and our own Dr. Orna Gill, talking about all women's health, which leads me on to this show that I'm doing tonight. The first segment of the show, we're going to be talking about the first annual, because this will be an annual, Women's Leadership Summit, which is a one-day conference for all women leaders. The summit's going to focus on supporting women aspiring to step more into their sphere of influence and those who have fully embraced the position as a powerful leader in the community. And with me on the phone tonight is Dana Grant. Hi, Dana.
Hi, Linda. So happy to be here with you.
And you are the keynote speaker for this event. Dana, thanks so much for calling in. We want to hear more about you and what you're going to be talking. What's your topic?
Well, actually, you just said it. I will actually be talking about understanding and accepting our sphere of influence, how we show up in the world, how we connect, the impact we make on others as women, and women in our community, and how important that is.
So let's talk.
We often don't, yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about you, and let's talk about this event and how they found you or you found them, and the synchronicity of you asking, me being asked to, you know, MC, and Tess Woodford, who contacted me, and all these like powerful women that are getting together to talk about what we can do to create an influence, like a shift.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I actually connected about 2 years ago with Women of Vision, and that is a North State Reading-based organization that's kind of exploding, bringing women together, kind of a collective effort to support women just on a foundational level. I mean, it can be, you can be a mother at home, you can be a woman in business. It really doesn't matter your position in the community. It's just a place to feel supported and connected to. So I really loved that mission. So they reached out for me to speak at an event about a year ago. So I did a workshop for them and really loved it. I did a detox and declutter your life. And I just loved the women. I loved the energy of the North State women. And, you know, it was kind of born there, just this relationship with them.
So
and they asked me back.
I'm really interested. Have you written a book or are there articles that we can go to, like, don't we all want to detox and declutter our life? In fact, I'm in the process of it now, and it's painful, it's exhilarating, it's exhausting, because there's so much we hold on to, even like the object of a pencil that belonged to somebody that, you know, I mean, you can have 1,000 pencils, but after a while, that gets to be overbearing.
Absolutely. I mean, you just put the hit the nail on the head, you know, and really letting go of things that no longer serve you. As a life coach, I teach my clients that every day, releasing and letting go so you can make space to step into where you need to go. I mean, if we're you know, shackled down with everything that we're dragging from the past, it's very difficult to navigate the future.
Well, I have a hard time, and I'm going to just share a little personal story with you because maybe you can do a little life coaching with me in this moment. Do you mind?
No, okay. Shoot. This is great.
Okay, so, you know, I'm of an age where my parents are, you know, of an elder age. They haven't quite, you know, gotten to the place where they either are going to live with me or they're going to do, they're still on their own. But they did downsize from a large home. And so I found I was helping them move, and it was like, well, do you want this? Because it would have been from Guam in the 50s when they were first married. Or do you want this, which would have been from, you know, Japan? Do you want this? And so I found myself taking all this stuff, and this is 2 years ago. They're still in boxes. I cannot get through it. I don't know what to do. It's just there, and I keep pushing it away and sticking it in the closet, and one day, I mean, it's really a family heirloom. I don't have kids, so I'm not passing them down to my kids. What would you say as a life coach?
Well, at first, what came to my, as you were talking, what came to me was, what is your attachment to them? They don't seem to have a problem releasing them, but you are shifting around the boxes. So what is your attachment to these things? Why do you have a difficult time releasing or selling or donating these items? What do they mean in your life?
Well, that's a good question. That's a really good question. So when you were teaching, came up here a year ago and taught your seminar, I can just only imagine that women walked away with just a multitude of things that you taught. And so now you're speaking on September 14th, keynote speaker, and you're going to be taking all this life experience you have as a life coach and teaching women to how to step more into the sphere of influence.
Yeah, own the power. Step into it. I think we've come into an age where I think there's such an awareness going on. And I think at my age in my life, I have been to so many lessons. But turning those lessons into empowerment is what I want to teach people. They often carry a lot of shame. Women in particular are... they don't want to tell their stories because if people knew, they couldn't possibly move forward. Lots of judgment comes with it, personal judgment. And I really want to let them know they're not alone and that they can move through. I want them to have this full empowerment of their story, to not only share it, live it, embrace it, and move through it. So I'm excited to, you know, I haven't really written out what I'm going to talk about yet. But I have a very, very keen idea of the direction I'm going to go.
Well,
and I bring a lot of energy to it.
Well, I'm so happy for you to be calling in. Let's talk about the summit a little bit and the fact that it is called the Women's Leadership Summit. Again, it's the first one. It'll be an all-day conference with all women leaders. And the goals that the summit includes is to go through the list that they sent me because I'm all over this. I was so excited about it. Providing a space where women leaders are nurtured in the positions they're in. Explore what influence women already have and how to maximize its impact on our own authenticity.
I like that, don't you?
Don't you love that? So bring to light the issue women leaders face regularly and address solutions to contend with them. And finally, create an environment where women leaders are able to gain fresh perspectives and spark new insights to keep making a powerful impact on their communities.
Right. Yeah, that's a mouthful right there.
I know.
And you can't find your passion in your brain. You know, you have to fill it through your heart. And this is, I think that when women come together in this collective force where I think people will be making friends and I think there'll be all kinds of shifts. But it's get out of your personal space and come out and connect with other, and they don't even have to be like-minded. At first I thought maybe you know, it's a like-minded collective group of women. The only like-mindedness needs to be is that you want to shift in your life, that you know there's something that you're wanting or needing.
Okay, we're going to take a break right now. We'll be right back. More with Dana Grant when we get back, who's the keynote speaker. We're going to be talking about where you can get tickets, how this is going to be a sold-out event, and one powerful event that you want to be a part of. This is Linda Bott with North State Now. We'll be right back after these messages.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each or a table of 10 for $130. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
The Cascade Theater presents four free films and a whole lot of fun this July with the Kids Summer Movie Club. Every Sunday afternoon in July, the theater opens the door at 2 with completely free admission for everybody. Turtle Bay will be there to show off some animals and hand out prizes. There's activities and then the film at 3, featuring Monsters, Inc., WALL-E, Cars, and Brave. Four films, four Sundays in July. Sponsored by JPR, KIXE, First 5 Shasta, and Turtle Bay. See you there.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
A Turtle Bay membership is your ticket for 300 acres of fun. With free admission, discounts, member-only events, and new traveling exhibitions throughout the year. Plus discounts at Sheraton Redding Hotel, Mosaic Restaurant, and more. Your membership gives you year-round access for less than $8 a month. For two adults and up to four kids for a full year from date of purchase. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play, discover, learn. For more information, visit turtlebay.org.
This is a pre-recorded broadcast of North State Now.
Okay, you guys, I love this song. Helen Reddy, I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar. Used it as an opening act in Vegas. Back in the day, I'll tell you, back in the day when it was really quite a popular song. And I love it. You know, can you imagine six women singing individual lines? We did. This is how we opened our show.
Love it.
I know. Welcome back again to North State Now. This is Linda Bott. I'm on the phone with our great Dana Grant, who is going to be the keynote speaker for the first ever introducing the annual Women's Leadership Summit. I love it. It's summit. It feels like it's Camp David, a summit for women.
Yeah. And leadership summit.
Leadership. So this is the first annual Women's Leadership Summit that's happening September 14th. You need to mark your calendars. You need to get your early bird tickets. It goes from 9 to 3 Expo pop-up shop is from 4 to 6. It's going to be in the atrium downtown, downtown Reading. $79 for early bird tickets and $95 for regular walk-in tickets. And we're going to be doing some Facebook Live. As a matter of fact, Dana, we talked earlier before about you doing Facebook pop-up, like, to promote this event. Facebook
yes.
Live.
Yes, I will be doing more Facebook. I've done a Facebook Live, I think, last month. But, yes, I will, as it increases and gets closer, more Facebook Live and answering questions that people might have about this event. I mean, there have been questions already. Do I have, you know, I think this, when it originated, there's so many people in a leadership role, even if they're leading themselves. I mean, leadership is a broad word. But I think it's for everyone that wants to step up their game. And just, again, there's so much, and there's a panel, I just think that there's something for everybody. You know, we're speaking about alignment of values, addressing burnout and wholeness of self, how do some move forward and others don't, you know, and they stay stuck. I think that if you're looking at shifting any of those things in your life, you need to be there. Not to mention, you didn't mention the great swag bags that are going to be going down. Oh, amazing swag. You like
amazing
swag.
Well, I know amazing our station swag. Here at KCNR, we're 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We're going to be sponsoring this event as well. Because how could I not? You know, I'm going to be emceeing. This is what I do. I like to do, you know, with my North yeah. State Now and the morning show. But I like to cover arts and entertainment in my segment. And anything like this that has to do with authors, keynote speakers, empowerment, and you know, we're moving along in a time right now where I think it's we can still, like, I've interviewed Tess before because I used to have a segment, Woman in a Man's World, and of course she's in the lumber industry, and she has been in the lumber industry back. You still look at her and think, oh, what's it like being a woman in a man's world? And she is really broke the glass ceiling when it came to, you know, how successful she's been and how, you know, she's traveled Absolutely. Around the world doing stuff like that. So I think there's a way you can still keep your femininity and a way to keep your integrity. And you don't have to, you know, do it in any way except for to just hold strong in your own values and who you are Absolutely. As an individual. And, you know, I struggle with this, Dana.
Yeah. The yin and the yang, and it's the female and male energy side. And, you know, and as a life coach, that's probably primary for women. You know, even when the body gets out of whack and we start having injuries, and you have to look at how you're leading in the world. You know, are you leading with too much male energy and you need to pull it back and start nurturing and doing more self-care, more self-love on the feminine side? Because it's definitely a balancing act.
Always, every day, every moment.
Every moment, yes, every moment. So
well,
I love teaching women how to do that.
I think that we are going to learn so much from you. And Dana, again, do you have anything that's published that we can read more about you?
Well, I will have something published this year. There's a couple things in the work, but if people want to check me out, it's CaliSoulCoaching.com is my website. It's actually being rebooted right now. We're doing a facelift on it, but definitely sign up for my newsletter and follow me on Instagram and social media. I'm very interactive there. It's Dana Grant and Cali Soul Coaching again. I love connecting.
How do you spell the last part, Dana? Dana Grant.
Grant. Did you ask me how to spell my last name?
No. The coaching before the coaching. What
oh.
The-
Cali Soul Coaching, it's Cali, CaliSoulCoaching.com. Cali Soul Coaching, yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of a mouthful. It will be switching soon
right.
to Dana Grant.
Right.
But for right now, it's that. And that was a spinoff of co-creating Cauliflower Foods, which is a cauliflower pizza crust company that was born here with my business partner, Amy Lacey, in Chico, California. So... lots of, you know, I'm a Northern California girl, so everything was Cali.
Dana, I love it, and I love the whole California, the cauliflower pizza story. That's a whole other thing about how you got inspired to get involved in that organic or natural way of eating and food.
Right, yes. Yeah, that's a long passion of mine, cooking, creating, and still is. And, you know, you asked about a book earlier. It's been in the works for a while. I can't help but put a cookbook out. And often people say, what is an empowerment coach and business coach doing putting a cookbook out? Well, because it's a huge grounding for me. It's my creativity. And I did a retreat in Italy last year in Tuscany where I cooked and taught. And it was an amazing retreat, sold out retreat of women in the hillsides of Tuscany. And it was fabulous.
Can't wait.
And
I need
it. You can't just do, you know, I love staying in my own lane, but, you know, that lane could have four lanes in it.
Now,
you know,
see, I'll be your life coach right now. Your lane is whatever you want it to be.
Exactly. And I could have four lanes. I can cook. I can create. I can create corporations. Yeah.
I can do it all if I want to. Yeah. And if you have a passion about something, it would be like, stay in your lane means you only play one instrument. No. You can play several instruments and be good at all of them.
Exactly. So I love the fact you put a spin on that because that's exactly right. That's it. Whatever you want it to be.
Exactly.
It can be a friggin' freeway if you want it.
Well, I want to definitely interview you when your book comes out. I love the fact of, I think cooking and creating and sharing recipes and inspiring people is there's a spiritualness to it, and it's good for your soul. It's good to be together. It's good to share.
Right.
There's something really just great in that, and for women and men, and for any children. So Dana Grant, I cannot wait to meet you. We're so excited about having you up at Reading to be the keynote speaker, and I just want to promote one more time that the Women's Leadership Summit, the first annual, is going to be September 14th this year, of course, and we want you to get early tickets. And so you can find it on Facebook.com at events. It's a Women's Leadership Summit. We're going to find out more information about that, and I talk about that earlier or later. I'm going to have more guests on later on in my morning show as well. So, Dana, thanks for calling in. And looking forward to meeting you. All right?
Oh, absolutely. I can't wait. I can't wait to meet you.
We will see you in September. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. And I want to thank my sponsors one more time. That's Reading Civic. They are our main sponsors here for North State Now, supporting all the things that we do here on our evening program every Thursday night at 6, as well as Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. Shout out to Cleary's, all the places we love to go, Black Bear Diner, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. This is Linda Bott, and I'll see you on the other side.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Tuesday of the month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Hi, I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we'll learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Tuesday of the month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The McConnell Foundation is pleased to sponsor this year's Colt 45 season. We support hometown baseball in South City Park, part of the heart of Reading. Families, local businesses, and nonprofits make this community event successful. The McConnell Foundation believes the best way to build community is to support it together. Baseball is for everyone, from little leaguers to senior games. Thank you for rooting for our home team. Go Colt 45s.
Come see Little Women at Riverfront Playhouse, a timeless tale that has delighted audiences for generations is being performed on the Reading stage. Follow May, Joe, Amy, and Beth through the ups and downs of growing up. Watch as they laugh, cry, live, and love all through the strength of sisterhood and the power of family. Written by Louisa May Alcott, adapted by John Ravold, directed by Annie Bakalennikoff. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, running July 20th through August 17th.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients.
Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This is a pre-recorded broadcast of North State Now.
And welcome back to North State Now. This is Linda Bott, and I'm very excited about having a great opportunity to do this Thursday night segment, which is all about wellness and health and fashion. And this is what I love about doing my show. I get to do the arts and theater. And you know that we just talked with an amazing woman, Amy, regarding the Women's Forum. That's the first one coming up. And in my next segment here, before I go there, I once again do want to thank my sponsors, which is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Thank you for being our title sponsor, as well as Shasta Regional Medical Group and Center, and Carlene's Bar and Grill. If you've not been into Carlene's, that is the coolest little groovy spot. The bar and the great food in there as well. And of course, who doesn't love the Black Bear Diner? So thank you for all of those organizations that are sponsoring this show on North State Now. So on the phone with me is a genuinely lovely lady by the name of Robin Fader. How are you doing, Robin?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thank you.
And welcome to the show. You might want to get up on your microphone of your phone just a little bit more because we need to hear everything that you're saying.
Okay.
Robin came to me not too long ago, and actually something was sent to me via email, and I thought it was quite interesting, about the Fashion Alliance, the Reading Fashion Week. and Reading Fashion Alliance. Can you tell us a little bit about your program?
Sure. So I am one of the co-executive directors over at the Reading Fashion Alliance. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We're located in downtown Reading. We're right on the corner of Market Street and Placer. And we, there we have a retail location. We have a makerspace for sewing and fashion design. And we also teach classes as well.
So let's find out a little bit about you when you say you're one of the co-executive directors. Robin, where did your love of are you on the business end? Or were you into home ec as a kid? Did you start to sew? Was it? Tell us a little bit about your passion in the industry.
Sure. So I've always loved fashion, but I did not really grow up sewing. I was one of those kids that loved to read fashion magazines and watch fashion shows on TV, certainly loved to shop for clothes and had my own opinions about what I thought was great style. But I really did not come into sewing until I was about 25, and I actually took a community education class through Shasta College, and I learned to use my sewing machine. And from there, I just taught myself how to make clothes kind of through trial and error. And I launched my fashion design brand, which is called Dark Pony Designs, in 2009. And everything is handmade one at a time. But I sell to clients all over the world as well as locally. And so that experience and that background is kind of my how I got my foot in the door as far as being sort of a fashion expert. And so Jan Kearns and myself and Rachel Hatch founded the Reading Fashion Alliance back in 2016. And between the two of us, or the three of us at the time, we kind of put our heads together and thought, how can we kind of establish a resource for designers and makers in the local area and sort of what's needed? And so we kind of took our business experience and our fashion interests and formed the Reading Fashion Alliance.
Well, that's fantastic. And again, you have a new storefront that is
down,
if we think of the Cascade Theater and that area where the corners are by, you know, Damberger and the wig store. You're right across the street there, across the crosswalk. It's a wonderful location. And so you have everything in there is locally made.
Correct. Everything that we sell in our retail section is designed and made by local designers here in the Reading area, but also all the way to the North Coast over in Humboldt County. So we really do try to feature as many people as possible north of Sacramento and basically to the Oregon border.
I think it's a great idea because, growing up, I lived in the country, and I just had I think I kind of was out there with my fashion in the country. And this would have been back in the day when you would have bought most of your clothes out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog. And my mom and I would travel to Sacramento, and it was always on George Washington's birthday where we get really big sales. But I was wearing fishnet ladder hose and bright oranges, bright greens, and things that were like, this is the 60s and the 70s, and I always wore stuff that people, it was weird, but it was my statement. And I love when I see people getting out of maybe a comfort zone or fabulous fabrics or how something falls on your body or why it was made. And there really is an art to fashion. It's not snobbery. It's not snickery. There is a real true passion when it comes to fashion and fabric and how it's done. I don't think people understand really the intensity factor of how fashion forward some of these designers have been in our lives, of how they've, I love my favorite Devil Wears Prada movie.
Right.
that blue you're wearing, remember her? The blue you're wearing.
Yeah.
So you've experienced it as well, and I think it's brave of you to, at 25, go to Shasta College, which, of course, we're champions of, taking your sewing machine and creating your own line.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, it really was kind of a leap of faith, and just sort of a, it was at a time where I was interested in getting back into working and having my own business. And I thought, well, you know, I see other people do fashion design, and I thought, I guess I'll try it too. And so, you know, as soon as I made a few things and I sold a couple of things, I thought, well, I, now that I've sold something, I can really call myself a fashion designer. So it's been a long work in progress over the last 10 years, you know, kind of refining what I do and what I design and how it's made. But I agree with you. Fashion is a is an amazing industry because it really encompasses so many different aspects, you know, including like hair and makeup, the beauty industry, photography, you know, videography, set design. When you think about runway shows, it's almost like producing a theater event, you know,
exactly.
Lighting and all kinds
exactly.
of things. So, yeah, it's amazing. And it's, you know, a fashion show is just one part. There's certainly all the work and effort and hours of labor that go into creating each garment that, you know, fashion designers put out there. So, yeah, I agree with you. It's pretty spectacular.
So we're going to have our very own runway show. And I know that you've done this last year, and I could just kick myself if there was a conflict, but I will be there this year. Let's talk about your, we've got another segment here. But right now, before we take a break, let's do talk about the tickets and the how many designers and in their collection, how many pieces, and what we'll see in the actual runway show and the date and what that costs.
Okay, great. So we are hosting the second annual Fashion Show Gala. It is going to be September 7th. It's going to be held in the Reading Atrium, which is right next door to the Reading Fashion Alliance. We're located at 1698 Market Street. And this is going to be a sort of formal affair where we're going to feature 10 local fashion designers. And each one of those designers will have various number of outfits in their collection. It's going to feature local models as well. And we are going to have a real runway show where everybody's going to be sitting right there on the runway, similar to the style that you see at New York Fashion Week. Tickets are on sale now. You can get that information on our website, which is readingfashionalliance.org. We've got a Reading Fashion Week menu drop down. You just click there, and to get tickets, we've got VIP front row tickets available for $75. We've got standard seating tickets at $50, and then we've got standing room only at $25.
Well, I want to be one of those gals crossing my legs with my pad on my knee. It's a little fantasy come true, you know. And so, are things for sale that night?
So the designers will not be selling their wares that night, but we are hoping to carry their lines in our retail shop at the Fashion Alliance after the fashion show wraps up. So stay tuned for more details on that.
Well, yeah, because I can just imagine. So you have your little tablet in your loving, let's say, designer number two and that dress. You want that. But say 10 gals want that dress.
Right.
So now... Yeah. Oh my gosh! That then you've got to start thinking about production,
right? And so we're hoping to really give those designers that opportunity to work with anyone that's interested in creating custom garments for them or something that they've seen on the runway. So yeah, I think it's a really exciting opportunity for the designer.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break here. We've been talking with Robin Fader, who is one of the co-executive directors of the Reading Fashion Alliance, and the Reading Fashion Week is coming up here. We want you to mark your calendars and buy your tickets for the different events. And we're going to be coming back and talking about the Turtle Bay Museum presale and what that's all about, along with some of the pop-up stores, etc. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM. 1460 AM, this is your talk radio. Linda Bott with North State Now.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading. There ain't
no woman gonna. The new Christie Minstrels are returning to Reading's historic Cascade Theater August 3rd. This hit-making machine won Grammys and spawned the careers of Kenny Rogers and Kim Carnes. The new Christie Minstrels, Saturday, August 3rd at 7:30. Get tickets today to relive the heyday of the 60s popular folk trend with the new Christie Minstrels. 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Come see Little Women at Riverfront Playhouse, a timeless tale that has delighted audiences for generations is being performed on the Reading stage. Follow Meg, Joe, Amy, and Beth through the ups and downs of growing up. Watch as they laugh, cry, live, and love all through the strength of sisterhood and the power of family. Written by Louisa May Alcott, adapted by John Ravold, directed by Annie Bakalennikoff. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, running July 20th through August 17th.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
This is a pre-recorded broadcast of North State Now.
I'm ready for Strike a Pose. There we go. All right. Welcome back, Robin Fader, who is with Reading Fashion Alliance. And we're talking about the Reading Fashion Week. Robin, are you there?
I'm there.
Okay, I'm there. You're already there in September. So we're talking about the Reading Fashion Alliance Week coming up here in September and about some of the events that are happening that week. We just discussed what it was to have the runway show, which is September 7th. Get your tickets by going to readingfashionalliance.org. And right now we're going to discuss what's happening at the Turtle Bay Museum presale event and presenting Alida Carpenter's, some of her classic wardrobe.
Yes, we're really excited about this exhibit. This is an amazing opportunity to see Alida, who is a local resident of Reading, her amazing collection of her wardrobe, excuse me, which includes Dior, Chanel, Valentino, Oscar de la Renta, some of those big names that you recognize and you know. We're going to have about 25 of her items on display at Turtle Bay. And that is going to open, that opening reception is going to be September 13th at 6 o'clock. And that exhibit is actually going to be featured through January at the Turtle Bay Museum.
Well, I have to tell you about Alida Carpenter in our little story is that, you know, because she's a pillar in the community and I have seen her at so many events and always commented on her clothes and that she still wears fashion sunglasses, and one of them was Ted Lapidus. And I know that designer because I used to buy a lot of sunglasses when I lived in Hong Kong back in the 80s. And so we went to lunch, and we talked about fashion. We talked about and things that inspired us and how at that time what she was doing with her career, how she could, and the profile she was in and under, that she could wear these really, like, top fashion, of course, Chanel and some of the other things, Donald Pliner and Valentino and Oscar de la Renta for her work. And she is just the most gracious woman. I've completely adore her. And so yeah. This excites me that Turtle Bay has partnered with you, Fashion Alliance Week, because we know that they, in the past, have done some wonderful exhibits regarding uniforms at one time, uniforms through the years.
Yes. And they also did their material culture exhibit, which was amazing. So we think it's going to be a great fit because it is it relates to local history. And, yes, Alita had an amazing career as a lobbyist in Sacramento, and she had this opportunity to kind of, wear these types of powerful clothes, these amazing designer clothes. And the good news for us is that she hung on to all of those.
Yes.
And she just has an expansive collection, and she is just so much fun. And as part of this exhibit, this opening reception, we're going to get to talk to Alita a little bit about her story and how, she kind of had this opportunity to sort of amass this wardrobe collection. And there's also going to be a very short film that's going to be done by Tyler Fares. It's going to be part of our opening reception. And the other thing I wanted to say was that we had a really generous sponsorship from the Shasta College Foundation to help put the iconic fashion exhibit on. So we're really excited about that, too.
Good shout out there. Okay, now let's segue into the Shop Local Night, which is September 12th, 2019, right. Of course. Let's talk about that.
Okay, great. Yeah, so as part of the work that we do at the Reading Fashion Alliance, we really want to try to help support and feature local businesses that are in the fashion and beauty industries. And so as part of our Fashion Week, we're going to help to coordinate Shop Local Night. That's going to be September 12th. That's 4 to 8 p.m. And so far, we've got some really amazing businesses that have signed up to participate, and that includes us, our retail location at the Reading Fashion Alliance, as well as Generation Skin, Board Mart, Carousel Boutique, The Frugal Dame, Salon 1416, Tuxedo Den, and Bella Lovey Wig Boutique. So, but we're still getting in a few more shops that are signing up to participate, and that's going to be like a really amazing opportunity for the community to come out and support these local businesses by shopping and, getting together and just going and seeing what they've got available. They may have a special sale. They may have a, wine, food, what have you, and it's just going to be like a really fun way to kind of show your support for the local business.
I think that's fantastic. I know some years back they used to have like a shop hop or whatever it was, and you had each place that you shop at, they would stamp it, and then at the end there would be like a prize or you would be in a drawing or something like that. But what a fun thing to go do. And, of course, Carousel, we love Carousel. She's got some wonderful, very different and unique clothes in there. One of each size. So you're not going to really see yourself coming and going. She is somebody who really appreciates the fabric. And, of course, we have some other cute boutiques in the downtown area as well. But I really love what you're doing. And, of course, in that shopping day or night, are we going to be visiting the Fashion Alliance and going into – would that be open as well?
Yes, Fashion Alliance will be open as well, and we'll have all of our local designer goods on display. And we also hope to have a couple of the fashion designers from the runway show there with some of their garments that they created, so you can kind of come in and meet them and learn more about them and their collections.
Well, I really do like to occasionally. I'm not completely addicted to it, but I do like to watch runway. And again, it just is a reminder, Project Runway, reminder of what it takes to create a garment. You can go from your sketch pad, but then to actually put it into the fabric, the fit, the stitching. That is so hard, the stitching.
Yeah, I agree. The construction of the garments, so, and getting it to fit your model properly, I mean, those are the two most challenging, I think, aspects of fashion design is really the production of the garments. We're actually really excited this year. We have two emerging designers that we gave an award to earlier this year, and they are going to be part of the fashion show, and they've been working at the Reading Fashion Alliance in our makerspace, and we've been kind of seeing their collection come to life, you know, from the beginning, which was just sketches and drawings and concepts, to the actual cutting the fabric, sewing, putting it together, doing fittings. So we're kind of watching that process in action, and so it's going to be really cool to see their final garments on the runway this year.
There was, I believe, in readings up on some of the information here, is it the recipient this year or was it last year, Kimberly?
So Kimberly Nicole Woods-Bonet, she is actually the namesake of the fund.
Okay.
She is a former board member of the Reading Fashion Alliance, and she is a very fashionable woman herself. She also writes a column in Enjoy Magazine about fashion. And so we named our Emerging Designer Fund after her, just as sort of a way to celebrate her amazing creativity. Our two emerging designers this year is Olivia Ramirez and Katie Knoll. They are two local designers here in Reading, and this is their first time receiving the award, and these will both be their first fashion collections. So it is going to be something you haven't seen before.
I'm excited about that, and I do want to do a shout-out to Kimberly. She has a jewelry design that I ended up, you know, she was working and selling out of the Enjoy store, and I ended up, I don't know, a couple years back, in fact, I just happened on another pair of earrings, I would order those sets, and she would make them for me, the earrings and the necklace, and they were so well received by, to the women that I gave them to, because they're really, you know, she's exquisite, she has exquisite taste and artistry.
Yes.
And by the way, her husband Cleveland, who's a killer keyboard player, does play. We do perform together doing our jazz ensembles whenever we can. So they're just a creative family, and I adore her.
Yeah, so. I do too. And yes, her jewelry, her story vintage, she's selling it online. She's selling it locally. It really is beautiful. So, and we do carry it at Reading Fashion Lands as well.
Oh, lovely. Okay, so now we have just a few minutes left, Robin. I want to thank you so much. I'm looking forward to supporting you any way I can. I will be there the night of the gala, which is September 7th. I will be there for the shopping and the week. We just encourage everybody to go to readingfashionalliance.org and do the pop-up calendar. Now, you're going to be having pop-up stores as well.
So that will be part of the shop local night. For any designers that want to feature their collections as a pop-up shop at any of our participating retailers, we will be coordinating that as well.
Well, that'll be really exciting because, you know, we're always looking for something unusual and unique. And now we're ready to put this on the air and spread the word.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Any closing thoughts?
Just get out there and support local fashion. We're excited to see you.
All right. Thanks, Robin, for joining us, and make it a great night. I got a few minutes left before I close the show, and again, I want to thank my sponsors. I want you to check out Reading Civic and the Reading Civic Auditorium and go to their website because they've got some great shows coming up. And because there's five Thursdays in this month, I am going to on the last Thursday, I get to bring in, I'm so excited to bring in, Nathan Parmalee will come in, who is books all the talent for the Reading Civic. And so fun to hear his stories about booking. Now, recently, Carl and I had the great opportunity to go see Cheap Trick. And so much of that music is kind of in the fabric of our lives, really not knowing so, but just, you know, wherever you go, you hear these songs. And so there's some really great acts coming up at the Reading Civic. So he's going to be coming in talking about that. And then, of course, Again, I want to thank my sponsors because they really, you know, we have to pay for producers and what it is to just have a business, open it up, and it, you know, and be able to support, you know, North State Now. So, Carlene's Bar and Grill and Black Bear Diner and, of course, Shasta Regional Medical Center. We've been playing that Orna Gill show that was recorded last week. It's played again. They're very popular request. But I'm happy to be at the helm here. This is Linda Bott. Thanks for joining us on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, and this is North State Now.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on